Good morning, everyone. This is Ed Wilson, the Microsoft Scripting Guy. And today I want to talk a little bit about parsing an event trace log that was created with Windows PowerShell. Yesterday I talked a little bit about creating this log, and I mentioned that there's always steps that you're going to take. So those caps briefly are, well, I need to remove any existing network sessions and then create a new one. I need to specify a event provider, which is almost always going to be Microsoft Windows TCP IP, and tie it to the specific session. Then I'm going to start that session. When I'm done, I'm going to stop the session, and then I'm going to read that session with a Git Win event. Now, so that's where I actually want to start. I want to start by using Git Win event, and I want to store this information, because I don't want to go back and have to try to read the event log over and over and over again. And so I just store it in a variable $log, and I say it's equal to this. Now, once I do that, it doesn't look a whole lot like a whole lot of anything. But if I say $log and look at the count, then I can see, well, this particular log was run very quickly, and it has 178 events. Now, how long did it actually take for me to do that? Well, in order, or I want to know rather, what is the time span that is covered by this particular event log? Well, one of the ways that I can do that is to actually create a time span. And in the time span, what I want to do is I'm going to analyze the time created property. And so we're going to look at the log and see how long we got. So this particular log runs for 51 seconds. In this command, I've actually got it on my blog, but it's a new time span. I specify my ending date. I'm going to select the last event and get the time created. And then I want to select the first event and get the time created. And then I use that as my start point and end point. And when I do, it tells me that this particular log covers 51 seconds of time. Now, in reality, unless I was looking for a very, very specific problem, I would probably have a log that would look longer than that. So what's in this log? Well, I don't know. So one of the things that I like to do is I like to just kind of peruse it and take a look and see. And a lot of times I can see that, you know, just by kind of scrolling or looking at stuff that goes by, I can see that maybe there's an error or something. And sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. You just can't really tell. This 1245 information event looks like it might actually be interesting, or the 1246 event. So one of the things that I can do then is I can actually try to filter the log. And to filter this log, then I can just say $log, and then I can use the where method. This was actually introduced in Windows PowerShell 4, I believe. And it's a little squirrely, but it's very powerful. And so since it's a method, I have to have the parentheses added on here. And then the part that's a little squirrely is I have to specify a script block inside there. So I always just kind of like type that stuff there like that. I wish it would kind of pre-populate it, but it doesn't. So now I'm going to look for $_, and this is what really looks a little weird, is why are you doing $_ when you're accessing a method directly off a collection? Well, because this is just a shortcut syntax, and we really would be piping this down the pipeline, and so you're going to use the $_ to represent the current item that's on the pipeline. So $_. Then I specify the ID, because it's the ID property that I was interested in. And since I know that it's going to be equal to something, then what is it equal to? Well, we said that we were thought that maybe the what was it? It was an RSS error right there. 1346 or 1347, so 45 rather. So 1345, and press enter. Maybe it was 1346 then. and press enter. That's not picking up anything either. So was it 1345 or 46? I thought it was. 1245, and there was the 13 was down below, so the neighbor there. So 1245, 1246. Okay, so maybe we'll get this right this time. So 1246, and there was an information there. So now if we come, then we can pipe this to format list with a star, and format list is FL as an alias. And so I press enter, and then this gives me back. So the rundown, adapter 3, hash information, blah, 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 maximum processors 2, group affinity, active processor 0, receive hash. So, and the other one was 1245, and add that there, and then we can see this, and this says that the interface 3, adapter 3, port 0, blah, blah, blah. So, this isn't as exciting as it could be. So maybe what we want to look at is this inspect one 1003. And so the nice thing here is that after I've got this kind of put over here, then it's just like a put this stuff over here. I don't want to look at all of that right now. So we can see that there's two here. Two events, and the message says that the inspect connection pleaded, connection successful. We'll go on through there. So by using this, then I can pretty easily parse these endpoints or these particular messages. Now, if I want to look at the message field itself, maybe I just want to look for stuff that's UDP. So I can come back over here, clear the log. Where this is message, and this time I don't want to say equal to, let's say match, and then we can see that there's a number of UDP messages that came back. So by using Windows PowerShell in this way, I can quickly and easily analyze the log. I can find information. So the larger the log, the more important this technique becomes. So basically, what do I do? Well, I read the contents of the log by using get one event. The file path came from my session variable where I had it. I always like to use count and time span, so I have an idea as to which log, what log I'm actually looking at, and what the values are. Then I can easily filter out by ID, or I can use regular express and match on the message field itself. So it's a really powerful technique, and help me find problems, analyze those problems, and get things going pretty quickly. So that's it. This is Ed Wilson, and I'm the Microsoft Scripting Guy, and I hope that you have a wonderful day.